Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Now, Yisro Chag, Erev Parsha Shmini, we've been zeichet to celebrate hopefully a very behaveni yantav, an uplifting yantav, Zman Cheiruseinu. And here we are now. I just wanted to give a little bit of a perspective on that, and then to discuss in Yana de Yomen connected to the Parsha. You know, there are four Lashonos of Geula, four ways to express the Cheirus that we got when we left Mitzrayim. Vayitzeisi, Vehitzalti, Vega'alti, and Velakachti. What is Velakachti referring to? Which event, which stage of the Geula is expressed by the Lashon of Velakachti? Velakachti Eschem Li La'am. Both Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, learn that V'lakachti eschem li la'am is actually referring to Matan Torah, which means that by Yetzias Mitzrayim, at the time of Pesach, we experienced V'hitzesi, V'hitzalti, and V'ga'alti. But V'lakachti eschem li la'am, the fourth Lashon of Geula, has yet to be experienced, has yet to be commemorated with the Yantav of Shavuos, it's Matan Torah, that we're going to have in 6 weeks. So this Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Ramban would seem to be Lishitasam, because the Ramban in Parshas Emor, Ramban says a Chiddush, big Chiddush, famous Ramban. Ramban learns that the Tkufa between Pesach and Shavuos is not just a couple of weeks that are between two Yom and Tovim. Dr. Ramban, v'hayamim hasfurim beinatayim, the counted days, the days of Sphira in between Pesach and Shavuos, t'chola sholmayed, have the status of a cholamayed. The Zman Cheiruseinu is alive and well. It's not over yet. We're still between the third and the fourth Lashon of Geula. We're now in a tkufa called t'chola sholmayed. V'hashmini, meaning which is like Bein Harishon v'Hashmini b'Chag, similar to between the first and the eighth day, first day and eighth, and Shmini Atzeres on Sukkot. And that's why Shavuos is called Atzeres, because that's the culmination, the ending of the Yantaf of Pesach. And the Katekemach, Rabbeinu Bechaya Mamre, says the same thing. If you look it up in Atzeres, he says, Zayin Yimei HaPesach Shemimeno Anumayim Shiva Shavuos, V'yom HaChamishim Shel Matan Torah Achareihem, that's one Yantaf. And that's why Chazal called this tkufa, they call Shavuos, they call it Shmini, they call it Atzeres as well. So really, we didn't leave Pesach. The Yantaf of Pesach specifically is over, but we're still in the tkufa of Zman Cheiruseinu, we're still in the tkufa of Cheirus and Geula, and all of the lessons of the Yantav, all of the schoolers of the Yantav, are in the Chol HaMoed, which bridges Pesach and Shavuos. Truth is, there's a beautiful Kedushas Levi at the end of Parshas Vayetze, Pasuk of Gal-Eid, where he says that it's not just a bridge, the days of Sphira are not just a bridge between Pesach and Shavuos, but it's specifically the Yantav, the part of Yantav that we just experienced, which is Shvi Shal Pesach, the Nisim of Kriyas Yantav. Is a tremendous thing. He wants to know why was it, you read the Chazals, talk about how many incredible nisim happened by Kriyas Yamsov, and they weren't all about punishing the Mitzrayim, the Mida Keneged Mida, like we saw in the Makas, punishing the Mitzrayim. They were just incredible nisim. It was like a show of splendor and grandeur that Klal Yisrael experienced from Hashem. Why was that necessary? Why did Hashem do that? So, Bepashtus, he was showing his affection and his love to Klal Yisrael. The Sfasemis learned here with Megala that they're his banim. The Kedushas Levi says it like this, mamish, unbelievable, unbelievable pshat. Gives a muscle to a child who doesn't want to go to school. There's rules in school. You got to pay attention in school. There's all kinds of things going on in school. How do you convince a child to go? How so? So the parent focuses on an aspect in school that's going to entice and excite the kid. You'll talk about the jungle gyms. You'll talk about the funny Rebbe. You'll talk about lunch. You'll talk about all kinds of zachen that are going to get the kid excited. He'll get him excited. He'll woo him in with things that the kid gets excited and has a taiva, enjoys. And he says, you'll get that if you go to school. That's where you get it. Then when he goes to school, once he's there, he'll be into what's going on because he's drawn, he's excited, he's pulled by it. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Yam Suf showed us such nisim and niflois. So lo haya ikara tam shel nisim and niflois atzmam. There was no reason for that then. You know why he did it? He did it so we should see how fantastic and amazing and incredible Hashem Yisbarach is. V'nis'ave lo la'avdai. He did it to draw us in. He did it to get us excited about him, that we should want to become Am Hashem. We should want to serve him. We should want to learn more about him. We should want to do whatever he wants as long as we're his. Ulekach asa lanu nisim niflois beyamsof. Kidei sha'al yedei zen nis'ave lekabal ha'tera b'yayimatan tera. Ula avdei b'leiv shalem. It wasn't just in order to get the Torah. The Torah is binding. The Torah is mechayev. There's amelus in the limud ha'terah. There's diktuk in halacha. There's certain sacrifices a person needs to make. But if we're excited about it, we realize what it is, that the Barakallah Alamim is choosing us. You know who Hashem is. That's why Lakach Asalana Nisim and Iflais Beyamsuf. The whole thing was a hechitimsa to get us excited. From now, we'll prepare ourselves and be Makadish ourselves and be Matar ourselves more in order to be able to get ready for Shavuot. The Nimsa Ikara Nisim and Iflais Beyamsuf. Kidei Shenakabal Atar B'mayim at Har Sinai. That's what he says. Mamash, unbelievable. He talks about the Aris Hera before Lag Baomer and then from Lag Baomer until Shavuos. But Hanageli in Yanenu, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zman Cheruseinu is alive and well. We've begun now the Tkuf of Chol HaMoed. Let's hold on to the excitement, first of all, that the understanding of what it means to be a Ben Chayrin, the understanding of what it means to be an Eved and an Eved Hashem. Let's now be excited about who the Bar Olam is, the Bar Kol Olamim, and he chose us, he wants us. Who's us? You, me, our family, our brothers, our sisters, our wives, our parents, our children. This is who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choosing, our friends, our chabrusas, our neighbors. That's who HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, he meant us. And this is the tkufa to start to take ourselves seriously, to take our relationship with Hashem seriously, and to realize that if we come to Shavuos ready, muchan and mezuman to be makabalit, it's all for us, it's all ours. If we approach and we come in and we embrace it well. I'm speaking this out because we're coming now into a very, very delicate tkufa. And I'll begin by just presenting it like this. When the virus hit, or the consequences, the ramifications of the virus hit right after Purim, it was very, very intimidating. We're going to be locked up. We're going to be cooped up. We have to stay home. Yeshivas closing, schools closing, shuls closing, not leaving our homes. But at least it was for a finite amount of time. They were supposed to end anyway. This man in yeshiva, how much longer would it go? Some yeshivas, a little after Purim, already winding down. Rosh Chodesh, other yeshivas push another few days. Schools end. Schools were going to end. So it ended a little earlier. And we may do just to get through to the end of this man, to get through to the end of the school period. Those who go to work, those who are working, it was more challenging, but it was for a certain amount of time, a finite amount of time. They're getting ready for Yantif. Many people go away for Yantif. So we had to come to terms. We're not going to go away for Yantif. Psych ourselves. Get ready. Let's get through it. Now we got through it. What now? So the governor of New York is telling us now another month in order for things to be safe. And it's very difficult, very, very difficult, very challenging. And then what? Maybe it'll be 3 weeks, maybe it'll be a month, maybe he'll push it a little tighter. They're going to be exceptions to the rule, not exceptions to the rule. There's certain antibody tests now that are available. There are blood tests that could tell a person who already had the virus if he has enough antibodies to be able to not be contagious and not be able to pick it up again. There are other things which haven't really been verified, the finger stick antibody test, which the doctors are saying not to use, they haven't really been verified. There's a lot of that going on here now in the community. And I just want to say two things. I'm not a doctor, but two things to keep in mind. First of all, to discuss it with a real physician, is this something that I could really be samech on? Number one, from what I heard from doctors, the only one that's really reliable is a blood test at this point, a thorough blood test. But even if an individual does it, so what are the practical ramifications? So therefore, we're going to have a community where some people are able to do certain things, and Ruba de Ruba is not. Until there's a hurrah, a clear hurrah, that number one, it's safe, and that the test that I did, if I do a test, let's say that is fully verifiable, but others are going to start doing tests that are not. So am I ready to take that achrayus by just going around and saying that I'm immune and making sure that others who are following are going to be also doing things that are as safe? Again, it needs to be done with hadracha. That's Aleph. People have an attitude of anias nafshi itzalti, as long as I'm in the clear, I'm not taking into cheshbon the bigger picture. And there is a bigger picture. There's a lot of older people who didn't get it, Baruch Hashem. And if other people are lax, and they become lax, chalila, the same things we were scared of, and the same things that have been happening for hundreds and hundreds, even from our own machna, unfortunately, have lost their lives, they were very sick. It needs to be done with a proper cheshbon, and also not to be Megara Eva. The Rabbanim all over the place, the Rabbanim in Lakewood, you know, they were so, people were claiming the documents were forged. Eventually, Rav Forsheim Shlita came out with a recorded message that he publicized, and that this was from all the Rabbanim in Lakewood. The people have to be careful. What is the general picture? What is the Lav Davka? Everybody out there is going to know that punkt, you got your test. These things have to be done with a proper cheshbon. And yeah, I'm just mentioning this, that people need to be nizer and things have to be done well. And with the hadracha of people who are taking the community into account, the yidden into account, the community into account, and making sure that it's safe for everybody. And when the governor or others or schools, yeshivas, make a certain amount of time or are more conservative in terms of opening up, not opening up, making minyanim, not making minyanim, it's just something that needs to be done with a tremendous amount of achrayus, and people need to be careful not to be selfish. I think all of the dargas that we reached, embracing the yontif of Pesach, coming to terms with the fact, I know personally, Kel Melech Ne'eman, which I don't usually say when I daven with a minyan, is the highlight of my davening. Kel Melech Ne'eman, what these things mean, the Masha, the Oitzer Atfilis, the other Biurim, the Kedusha in the home, there are certain things that perhaps is what the Rabban Shalom wants. And I think we need to be a little bit careful, hold on to those moments, those hergeshim, those ruchniyistik hergeshim that we came to terms with and hopefully really connected to and embraced and not rushed to jump onto the next thing before really we're ready for it. But right now, we're still part of Pesach. Let's hold on to the Pesach. Let's be making ourselves to Shavuos. Let's realize that we're part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's world, part of his plan, not to do things, chalila, that could jeopardize pikuach nefesh for other people. But I wanted to address one other thing, which is connected to, I think we could connect it to the parasha this week, something very beautiful, something to be able to share. And that is Lamaisa, the tsar that people are in. Lamaisa, we want to be back in yeshiva. We want to be back in the base medrash. We want to be back davening with minyanim. And it's very, very difficult not to. There's a verse from the Avnei Nezer, which the Shem Mishmuel brings. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu went to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Before he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Hashem Misinai Ba, Vazarach Miseir Lama, Hafiyah Mehar Paran, Vasa Mirvas Kaidash. So Chazal tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu went to all the different nations of the world and he offered the Torah to them. And each nation said to Hashem, so what's written in the Torah? And Hashem mentioned a particular issur that's challenging to the tchuna of that particular Am. And they said, forget it, there's no way we could do it. So why didn't Hashem do that to Klal Yisrael? It comes to Klal Yisrael, he offers us the Torah, we say, Naseh v'Nishma. Why didn't he do the same thing? And maybe the answer is that there's taka nothing which is particularly challenging to us that works against our tchuna. Now, Avnei Nezer said that it's not really that way. There is something in Yiddishkeit, there is something in the Torah that's so against our tchuna, and Hashem did tell it to us before Mount Torah. There was going to be so much Kedush on Har Sinai, such opportunity for Kirvus HaLakim. The one time in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvayda V'Atzmai, with tens of thousands of Malachim, who came together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to Har Sinai. Who wouldn't want to run into the mountain to get close to Hashem? Hagbel Esahar V'Kidashte, stay back. There's so much Kedusha here, but you can't have access. You can't, you need to stay back. Avnei Nezer says that's against the tchuna of a Yid. A Yid needs that. It says an opportunity to be able to be close to Hashem, like a barzel to an Evan Shayevis. That's what we do. That's what we're about. Hashem says, yeah, but there's times that I'm going to say no. Even if it's there and the opportunities are there, you can't have access to it now. You can't take it. See if you could do it. And Klal Yisrael, not a single Yid crossed that line. We were in the B'nisai, and that was the mitzvah that is so against our nature to know that we could experience and it's here. And nevertheless, if it's not the time, if Hashem says, no, you can't, then you can't. You know, there's a Gemara in Chagiga. Gemara Chagiga on Yudalad Amid Beis. Gemara talks about the arba that were nichnas to Lepardes. Rabbi Akiva, Ben Aze, Ben Zayma, and Elisha Ben Avriya, the Gemara calls him Acher. They were nichnas to Lepardes. Literally, it means that they went into the orchard. Rashi says, Alu l'rakia al yedei shem. They went to certain shem Hashem, they went up to Shamayim. And they went to see what's going on. Tosfos speaks out that it was lav dafka, that they actually went there, but they had access. There's the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva warned his friends. He says, "Kshatem magim etzel avnei shayish tar." When you reach the very pure marble stone, the white marble stone, al taimu mayim mayim. Don't say water, water. Rashi speaks out that the avnei shayish tar, that stone had a watery look to it. So when you get to the slabs of stone, don't say, "Oh, this is water, this is water." That's kazav. That's not true. It's saying, and Mark was psukim, that's the one thing you've got to be careful of. That's what he told them. And there's obviously Yisrei Torah here, different biurim. I saw in Tiferes Shimshon Pinkus, over here in the parsha this week. So he says a very beautiful pshat, very creative pshat, a very beautiful pshat in these Avnei Shayish and Mayim Mayim. Says Reb Shimshon Pinkus, Avnei Shayish are finite things. That means you have a slab of Shayish. It's stone, it's rock, it is what it is. Mugbal. Mayim has no tzura to it. Mayim is chayma, Mayim flows wherever you let it in, it goes. So he was warning his chaverim and he was saying to them, when you get to Avnei Shayish, we're going to be treading now. We're going into the secrets of Kabbalah. We're going up to Shamayim. We're looking at things. But you need to be careful. Halacha is halacha. Things are the way things are, but you're going to be tempted to go more. When you see Avnei Shayish, don't scream Mayim, Mayim. You can't go with a Mayim Bika attitude. I'm going to fly. So much access. Let me just go more like water. No, it's Avnei Shayish. Each one has a set measure. You have to work with Avnei Shayish. You can't treat Avnei Shayish things that are finite and defined and have a certain tzura to them. Even though you're going to want, you're going to crave, you're going to have opportunities to go more and more like Mayim, you can't treat Avnei Shayish like Mayim. Sometimes there are opportunities for Kedusha that we have right in front of us, and we have so much access to them, and we want it, and we want it, and we want it. And Afal Pichein, it's not the time. We say, Mayim, Mayim, and Mayim is thirst. I'm so thirsty. Give me Mayim. But when the Mayim is Avnei Shayish right now there's a tkufa of Avnei Shayish. Who determines that? The Paiskim, the Gedalim, Rabbanei Ha'ir, the Rosh Hashivas, they're the ones who are Keveya. I'm a very small person, I'm a nobody. But I've always, Baruch Hashem, revered Talmidei Chachamim and had tremendous Derech Eretz and Mara from Talmidei Chachamim, from Rabbanim. And even if they make a mistake, let's say they're making a mistake in Shikul Hadas, all the Gedalim say you have to listen to doctors. But the Rabbanim, especially when groups of Rabbanim come and groups of Rosh Hashivas, groups of Paiskim, together when they come and take a stand, it's wrong. It's arrogant. It's playing with saying, mayim, yes, I'm thirsty, I want water. But in defiance of Paiskim, in defiance of people who take, well, Mechitesi, I need to take Ava into consideration. Mechitesi, I need to take old people into consideration. I can't affect them. But if you're not affecting, it's going to cause other people to not be of that Shikol Hadas. Mechitesi. Mechitesi. Yes, a Yid craves, but a Yid needs to know sometimes there's Hagbel Asar. You can't have access to the mountain. Sometimes water. But it's not water. These are Avanim. They have a certain place. So we read in the parsha about Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu were Gedolei Hadar. Nadav and Avihu, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, I thought, B'krei by a Kadesh, I knew that there were going to be Karbanos on Rosh Chodesh Nisan by Hakamas HaMishkan. I thought it might be you and I. It turns out it was Nadav and Avihu. And, you know, the Maggid told the Beis Yosef, in the Maggid Meisharim, it's brought down that we don't really know what they did wrong. The fact that Chazal give us so many different explanations means that it can't really be this, it can't really be that, it can't really be this, it can't really be that. Again, we're talking about Gedolei Olam in the Dar Deah of the Dar HaMitzvah. But the fact that Chazal do give us things means that these are things we need to learn from. So, I've spoken before, I've mentioned to you before in previous years, the Yismach Moshe, it's kedai to take a look if you have a chance in Pashas Achrei Mos, according to the Pshat that they were Shtuye Yain. It explains multiple reasons. But the Shtuye Yain, he says, they went in drunk. He says, of course not. But they wanted to go and with such a slav. He says, look, Alachayim to be able to go, but with Alachas, you can't. Stems well with what we've just been saying. Listen to the Yalkut Shimoni, letter Tov Kuf Chav Dalet. Zach the Yalkut Shimoni, Afheim B'nei Aaron. These sons of Aaron, b'simchasam, they were filled with so much ecstasy and joy. They saw the Eish Chadasha Sheyarda Mishmei Maran. There was this fire, a new fire that came down min Hashamayim. Let's remind ourselves, Kla Yisrael sinned with the ego. There was a tremendous richuk on the part of the Borei Olam from Kla Yisrael. Hashem allowed us to build them a Mishkan. We built the Mishkan. The Mishkan was ready Hanukkah time. They couldn't put it up. Aaron HaKohen finally comes. He brings that first car of carbon. And the Eish comes down in Hashemayim, and Lichachas HaMizbeach, HaSa'olah V'Sachalavim, that fire comes and consumes. Hashem's interested in us. Hashem's sending down His fire. Amdu L'Hosev Ahava Al-Ahava. Nadav and Avihu wanted to just come. They had such Avas Hashem. They saw Hashem's love, and they were coming in to be able to connect to it. That's why they came. Vayikhu B'nei Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, Ein L'Kicha Ela Simcha. There was such simcha, such a hava, such a ratzim to connect to Hashem. So what was the problem? Zakt, the Yalkut. It says, Vayikhu b'nei Aaron, Nadav and Avihu. If we know that they're Nadav and Avihu, why do you have to tell me that they're b'nei Aaron? Ma tamud laimer b'nei Aaron, shalechol kukavad la'aron. They didn't listen to Aaron. They didn't ask Aaron, tati, father, papa, whatever they called him. Should we go? Should we do this? Is it appropriate? Is it the right time? Not only that, not only weren't they the Torah tells us they were B'nai Aaron, but the Torah tells us they were not of an Avi, or Naklu, it's only Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's here. Why don't you ask Moshe advice? Why don't you ask him if it's appropriate? You didn't ask Aaron, you didn't ask Moshe. Ishmach Tosei, Ishmei Atmei, V'lo Naklu, Eitzasei Mizeh. Why don't you discuss it with each other? Ask each other. Even though they both walked in, had each one asked the other, they would have understood why it's inappropriate. They would have understood on their level, they would have had, whatever the reason was, that it wasn't appropriate, they would have gotten it. You see over here, quoting to you from a beautiful sefer, Eitz Chaim, from Baruch Chaim Mintz. Yeshiva of Staten Island, the founder of Ura. Mamish beautiful. It's pshat. How did they fall? They were great tzaddikim, and the kavanas were pure, and all that they wanted was lahisiv av and to give Hashem nachas ruach. It wasn't for them; it was for Hashem. But lamaisa ended up being something that they were chayiv misa for. After kavanas lamaisa ritzuya, they had a taival ikanes pnima to be closer to Hashem. They went into the kodesh kadashim shalaykid in, and they were nenashuk misa. How did that happen? They weren't mevatel das. They didn't realize. Ask Moshe. Ask your father. Ask each other. Don't just do it on your own. Don't just take it on. I have a cheshbon. I know better. I want. I need it. It's kirvas halakim. Person needs to be careful. V'yesh lil moed mitan. Sha'atim kavanas ha'adam l'toiv. U'ritzayna lasas mitzvah. Adayin yachol liyos shu oisa avera chumura at sheroi lekabal av ze'aynish chomor. Ve'ein day la'adam shetia lekabana l'tayva. Not just enough that a person has with sinus and a person has kabana l'tayva, but a person needs to be medactic that his kabana l'tayva is maisim are the way Hashem wants it to be. How do I know what Hashem wants? Because everybody else have ruach ha'toyv, but you miyayi. Listen to the Das Torah, listen. They just listening to this doctor or that doctor. I spoke to somebody also who thought he was a doctor, wasn't. Don't be parish min hatzibur. Listen, be makabel. The people, the talmid chachamim, the rabbanim, listen, be makabel. Yitachin shemaisa elu, dafka the maisim that I'm doing in order to get close to Hashem, in order to be connected to Hashem. Dafka those things could be neged ratzon Hashem. The heim ena makirim badavar, but how could people, even another van aviu, how could they not realize this? Machmas negia seim, because of their personal negia. What's their negia? Because they want to be close to Hashem. Machmas cheshkam leinyanim ruchnim, because of their cheshek, dafka to be able to grow from inyanim ruchnim. He brings that tremendous thing over there. He was a talmid of Rav Moshe, I believe. He says that there was a certain tshuva. If anybody knows what that tshuva is, I would love to know which one it is. Apparently, Rav Moshe wrote a certain tshuva that Rav Aaron Kotler, Zatzal, was against, felt strongly against Rav Moshe's psak. He said, but before Rav Moshe published the tshuva in Igros Moshe, he asked Rav Aaron if he had a kpev, if he was okay. Again, this is Rav Moshe's psak. Rav Moshe's chaylik on Rav Aaron. But I'm going to ask. I know that Rav Aaron doesn't hold of it. I'm going to ask if it's okay that, what do you mean? But I hold differently. I'm Rav Moshe, I'm the Pesach Hador. But you know that the God Lador holds different. Before you go public with it, before you let everybody see, before you let you make your position known, before you do what you feel, again, he had, I'm sure he passed him like that individually, but to go out with it, he asked Rav Aaron Rishos, and of course Rav Aaron gave the Rishos. Specifically, when we're in a tkufa where we're talking about pikuach nefesh, a suffix pikuach nefesh, the whole town, if there's a shayla, there's a pikuach nefesh of one individual that you could save maybe an extra hour, give him an extra hour of life. And the only way to do that is for the entire five towns in Far Rockaway to be Mechal Shabbos, we're all Mechal Shabbos, in order for that one person to get an hour of life. It's not pashut. It's not pashut directly, indirectly, to be a cause by not taking it seriously. I'm sorry, I don't usually come across like this. I usually stick to Divrei Torah. But I feel that in a way that nobody should say that you didn't say something. We're entering the tkufa now, which is a little bit undefined. It's not just another 2 weeks till the end of Zman. It's not just until Yontif. For people who are working, it's like, now what? People who were furloughed, people who were laid off, now what? There's a lot of unknown now. The next Yantav is 6 weeks, as we said, that the end of this Yantav, the end of the Chol HaMoed. It's a while, the end of the school year, and then what? Now what? How what? Let's just remember that to Borei Olam, the same things we were speaking about before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling his world. Like I said before, Kael, Melech, Naaman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kael. Kael means that he's the Bala Kaiches, he's the Bala Yecholus, he has that, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Taket, he's the one behind everything. He's the Melech, he's the one who's enforcing everything. Not only does he have the power, he's the one who enforces it. And he's Neman, he could be trusted. And he wants us to listen to Talmid HaChamim, he wants us to listen to Hadracha, and B'makom Pikuach Nefesh, the Hadracha is to listen to doctors, and not just to take things ourselves, each individual himself. Be'ezus Hashem, Hashem should bench us soon. We're still in Chaydash Nisan, B'nisan Nigalu, B'nisan Asidim Nigal. Hopefully, it shouldn't just be that, oh, there's only 500-600 deaths a day. I mean, that's a staggering thing. You know, we're down. There were only 600 deaths a day. Chalila. Nobody should fall into complacency from it. But Be'ezus Hashem, very, 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 very soon, Yeshua's Hashem Keheref Ayin, that we should be able to be back in yeshiva, back in shul, children back in schools. But until that point, to embrace, to steig, as individuals, as Avdei Hashem, as Ovdei Hashem, as Lomdei Torah, and Be'ezus Hashem, to give the Ribbono Shel Olam tremendous, tremendous nachas ruach. A guten Shabbos.